A word for you from Matthew chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, my daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. What a situation we find here. And if the story had to end here, it would seem unfair. It would seem unjust. But the Lord knew precisely what he was doing. Both this woman and the disciples didn't yet see and understand what he was busy with. The problem is when Jesus seems to ignore our cries, he seems to not be caring enough to answer our prayers. We must realize that he is God. He is sovereign. He does his will. And we need to bend our will to his will. And look at this. This woman was in need. She cried out. And, like we noticed last time, the Holy Spirit had been working in her, for she had more insight than the Pharisees, who were offended by the words of Jesus, as it says earlier on in this chapter. But she calls him Lord. And she says, Son of David. The Pharisees would never utter words, these words across their lips. They would have spat rather than saying these words. But she had a humble heart. And she had a need. As we said last time, blessed is the person who has a need and knows it, and who comes to the Savior. She came to the right place. But it seemed, right place or not, the Lord didn't care. It seemed like that. Kwaba sengathi uJesu akanandaba. But he knew what he was doing. He answered her not a word. And this seemed to inspire the disciples even more, noticing that Jesus was going to ignore her, was not going to do some miracle again for some outsider. They were inspired, but by the flesh, to say, Lord, send her away. She's a nuisance. She's crying out and making a noise. Blessed is the one who's prepared to make a noise when they have a real need. The one who might act almost insane, crying out after Jesus. The Lord will notice that person. But the disciples perhaps reflected in us as well, that we seem to misinterpret what God was busy with, for he was busy. It seemed like he was ignoring her, but they misinterpreted what God was doing. Let us not fall into the same trap.